Sean, before we go to the calls, let's take a look at the 2008 presidential election. Everybody likes to know who they think might run. Okay. Let's get your takes on the Democratic side. Who do you see?
I'll stick with everything that I said back in 1997. And in 97, I said George W. Bush was going to be president of the United States. I remember Art having a good laugh at my expense when I said that, that there was going to be a problem with the that he was going to run against Gore, that there would be a problem with the 2000 election, and whoever came out of that election would be appointed specifically. The 2004 election we talked about extensively on this program.
Mm-hmm.
I made the prediction in 2003 there were three dangerous areas for the president. He was going to survive those, and that he would win by what I predicted was a landslide. He did win by 4 million votes, the first person to actually get a majority of the popular vote since his father did it back in 1988. And that, once again, going back to 97, that the 2008 election would be Hillary Clinton surviving a very, very strong opposition by the Republicans for her Senate seat in 2006, and that she would run against Jeb Bush, governor of Florida. And even though Bush made an announcement yesterday, it was very strange, because after you and I talked about this over on the TV set, Jeb Bush actually had to come out with an announcement saying that, well, I'm not going to run for president of the United States.
But then he kind of tempered it.
Exactly. He said, but never say never, is what
right.
he said. So I thought it was interesting that he had to, because nobody really thought of him running for president until he came out and said, well, I'm not going to run for president, but never say never. I know Dick Morris is out there saying that it's going to be Condoleezza Rice and versus Hillary, and I just don't see that happening.
All right, but so you're going to stick to those two. Now, let me ask you this, Sean.
Sure.
If Hillary runs against Jeb Bush, who do you see winning?
I'm not really...
Because I haven't asked you that.
It's so far away.
You're not going to take a jump at that.
I don't think I'm going to... Not now. I'm going to probably...
All right.
Because I...
Well, you're playing it safe, but that's okay.
Well, this is the first time I have played it safe, kind of. All I can tell you is that after 2008, 2007 and 2008 in the Aztec and Mayan calendars is what they call the Armageddon year. And there's just going to be so much global chaos going on at that time. The big thing to watch this year is going to watch what's going to happen to Dick Cheney. My prediction had been is that the Valerie Plame investigation would turn into a Watergate-style investigation. I think Cheney is the one that's drawn the short straw. I think that he's going to resign due to health issues, and it might be very interesting to see if Condoleezza or Jeb actually steps into the vice presidential race. I kept saying I saw a tall man with dark hair, looked very Mediterranean, and that I couldn't see specifically who it was at vice president. And it's also interesting, too, when I made the prediction about this being a Watergate-style investigation, Bob Woodward today announced on the
big
news
story.
He knew about the Valerie Plame thing months before Robert Novak did it.
Exactly.
So isn't it interesting that...
He was afraid he was going to get called before the grand jury. He was in the middle of writing a book on Iraq.
Right.
He didn't want to be bothered, so he didn't say anything to anybody.
Well, I thought that was very interesting that we're now having the same players, the exact same planets, if you will, are beginning to align for the Plame case to become a Watergate-style investigation, including Bob Woodward being involved in that. Let me just say two things, if I can... very quickly, I want to get out there on the program. We talked a little bit about San Francisco, and can I talk a little bit about San Francisco before we take the questions?
Sure.
I've been saying, and once again, I've been accurate on every major earthquake that's happened in the United States since '89. San Francisco's got some very, very bad quakes coming. Right now, what I'm seeing is in the February-March time frame for people to watch Kalinga in the center part of the state for about a 6.5 earthquake that will be a precursor to what I see as a three-quake scenario in the San Francisco Bay Area, one south of San Francisco by about 60 miles in the Hollister-Salinas area, one then north of San Francisco in the Vallejo-San Rafael-Marin County area, and then one in the East Bay of San Francisco. The reason it's been very difficult for me to get a specific on this is these four quakes, the trigger quake that starts the clock, which is in Kalinga, and then this three-quake scenario in San Francisco, seem to happen between late April, May through October of next year. So the northern part of the San Andreas Fault up near San Francisco, those people need to be very prepared. The best thing that you can do spiritually is that Mount Shasta is the center of the vortex that controls all of the energy of Northern California. So We're going to try to take some people up there to do some prayer work, just like we did on the 1st of October in 1989, to try to do something and try to relieve the spiritual or psychic pressure, if you will, that we did for the 1989 earthquake, and it happened 17 days later. But hopefully, I don't think it had the same had as much destruction as was the potential of the quake at that time. But San Francisco is really going to get it this year in 2006, as far as these quakes go. And there'll be a lot of earthquake awareness because it'll be the 100 year anniversary of the Northridge quake.
I hope you're wrong on that one.
I'm sorry?
I hope you're wrong on that one.
I am too. And as I said, once again, remember, people, that we don't live on the planet. We are the planet. And that don't forget that the size of the battlefield has nothing to do with the importance of the battle. And that over and over and over again, mind is the builder, and that people can psychically diffuse this type of energy through prayer.